Good morning. If you'd like to follow along with me, I'll be reading from 1 John chapter 2, starting in verse 24. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Every time I read this passage, starting in verse 24, I'm reminded of the first time that I heard the gospel adequately described. I was in my room in a fraternity house. There was lots of noise in the house. I lived with 60 other 20-somethings. And I will never forget that day or those days. It was over a series of weeks. You could say that at that time my conscience was not clean. But as I heard and as the Lord drew me in to himself, the weight that was on my shoulders began to fall. I'm reminded of the story of from Pilgrim's Progress of Christian and the burden that he has on his back. And the straps become broken and the burden falls. I think it is just such a beautiful picture in that book. I repented of my sin and began to believe upon the name of Jesus Christ, the one who is anointed to wash away our sins with his own blood. I felt about a foot taller in those days. I could now see over the waves that were crashing in around my life. And I had never felt so loved, so alive, and so free. The weight of my sin, gone. New life began in me then, and will never depart from God, because he holds my life. He purchased it with his own blood, never to be returned. This isn't Walmart. Not many days go by that I don't remember this. And many of you know, and I've said before, that my firstborn son David is named after the man who gave me the word in those days, David. And as I survey the world's pursuits, the world's lusts, the world's relationships, the world's brevity and desire to self-destruct, I say to my God, who am I that you would reach down to save a decrepit soul like me? Because I'm no different. I deserve the destruction that I was bringing upon myself, and even to this day. But John exhorts us here to remember what we have heard from the beginning. Do you ever wonder if Noah didn't remember what he had heard from God in the beginning? God told him where to put the window. What if Noah's wife says, you know, honey, I think the window would look better centered on the ark. If you put it 15 cubits down from the top instead of one, I think it would look better, right? Well, what would happen? I mean, they didn't have a whole lot of science around floating boats in those days. So what would have happened to the ark? The ark would have sunk. So let us remember what we have heard from the beginning. Verse 27, we have the anointing of the Spirit of God, John says here, and thus we do not forget the things that we have heard, and we abide in him. He is with us. and we with him. And the reason why Noah did not forget is because he was a righteous man. His works were upright in the land. And then the word says, he walked with God. He walked with God. He was with God, and God was with him. He couldn't forget. He couldn't forget. I was one day not too long ago, I'd asked the boys to clean their room. They all went down and were in their room. The door was closed, and I decided to go down about 15 minutes later. Well, the room was not very clean, and when I had opened the door, there were quite a few startled looks on a few faces. They did not expect me to come in. The door was closed. They didn't have any fear of me knowing what they were doing or what they were not doing. They did not have any fear for their lack of obedience. They became confident in following after their own heart's desire at that time. Now, would they have been so startled if I had been in their room with them cleaning? I would think not, because they probably would have been obeying. But this is as our relationship with God, as we walk with God, he is with us. He is with us when we clean our room, children. The problem today is that we operate with the door closed. We believe that we will be happy and healthy with our own self-confidence in our own ways. Whether we're playing sports or we're engaging in social activities, even hospitality, whether we're going to a job interview, self-confidence is the doctrine of the day. If bullying is a problem in your school, self-confidence is your answer. You need to teach self-confidence. If women are being treated poorly, then we need to teach women to be self-confident. Self-confidence is your solution. You need to refine your salesmanship skills. You need to murder your baby. Self-confidence is your answer. Thank you, Freud, for recommending a healthy dose of narcissism. We are now adequately numb for the pressures of the world and to the presence of God. Where do you go when you're troubled? Do you go count your money? Do you go to mom? Maybe you go to the web and seek some pornography. Maybe you seek to open a bottle or something else to intoxicate your mind. Where do you go? God says, I am a strong tower. He who runs to me finds safety. I was walking home from school one day. I was about 10 years old, my son David's age, and I missed the bus. So where does a boy go? He goes to the creek, and I followed the creek home that day. Well, there's about a foot of snow on the ground, and I had my best pants on. I remember this because my mom told me I had my best pants on after I got home. So I followed the creek to the pond. The pond is the pond that we would skate on. And I could always walk on the pond. The pond would freeze up solid with ice. So I walk across the pond. I walk in, and not a thought goes by that I would ever sink through the ice. Well, I crossed the beaver dam and down to the creek where there's another little pond. But what I didn't realize is that the water that was going into that pond was the water from the bottom that was not frozen. Yeah, so I started to walk on the ice, and whoosh, down I went, down into the pond. Fortunately, I had learned to swim. And I think at that time, I remember kind of walking on the water, but clambering on the ice, getting out, and then having to finish my walk home in a foot of snow with wet trousers on. The point is here is it takes faith to step out and to do It takes confidence. And I had confidence in one particular pond that I knew and had been on before. But this other one, it let loose. My confidence led me astray. We need to know that when we step out in faith, that we are walking on solid ground. And the only thing that the Scriptures give us to do this is Christ. And so, if you are a confident person, well, let me exhort you to remember where you came from. And remember the good things in your life and where they have come from. And be thankful to God for them. Give adequate glory to God for good things that come from you. Because when you don't, you will fall through that ice. As vain confidence did in Pilgrim's Progress, right? As he was leading Christian, he fell into a dark hole. All they could hear was his screaming. But hope had to turn him around and set him on the right path. So don't be confident in yourself. Be confident in the good things that God has given you. In Proverbs 3:26 says, "The Lord will be your confidence and will keep you, or keep your foot from being caught." If you're confident, repent of your pride and make sure again that you are giving glory to God for all the good things that you do and that He does in you. And then if you are one who lacks confidence, you need to realize the futility of your thought. Your thoughts are self-centered. And you need to repent also of your pride. You are as self-centered as the one who does act with self-confidence. Don't be ashamed of Jesus Christ. You can do all things through Him. And you can boast in Him with liberality. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." 1 John 5:9, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He believeth on the Son of God that hath witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe in the name of the Son of God. Family, search these things out that John has written, that you may remember and that you may proceed with confidence. Confidence in Christ and not confidence in self. We must recognize that the world seeks to teach our children that self-confidence is the doctrine of the day. But the Scriptures teach that self-confidence will be like walking with a broken foot and a tooth that is sore. Family, let us proceed with confidence and in Christ alone. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do confess to you that we are proud. We are confident in self. And Father, we are proud even when we are confident that we have no reason to be confident. We find no reason for the hope that was within us. Father, we find our confidence rests on our good works, our looks, our strength, our health. But Father, we know that we could one day go for a jog and not return home. Father, you hold all things together by your wonderful grace, by your mercy. Father, by your providence, you cause good things to come. And Father, you have given us a confidence in Christ, a hope that will never disappoint, a hope that will last for eternity. And Father, let us not distress over what we are not. But Father, let us exult in Christ today. For Lord, all of these things will perish without Christ. Father, may we seek you. May we seek to walk with you. Father, when you open the door of our heart, Father, may we not be ashamed and be scared. But Father, may we be ones who long for your return because of the confidence that we have in Christ. Father, let us pursue you. Give us strength, Lord. Give us eyes to see. Help us to remember that which we were first taught. Help us to remember the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And now we take a minute to confess our own sins.